Mrs. Gertrude Gent here in Scottsville, Kentucky. Today's date is February 15, 1984. Are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape?
Yes.
And to make my records straight, will you spell your full name, please?
G-E-R-T-R-U-D-E, Gertrude Gent.
You don't have a middle name. And your husband's name?
G-E-O-R-G-E-C-L-A-Y-J-E-N-T, George Clay Gent.
All right. And tell me then what your occupation is?
I'm a homemaker and part-time sales lady.
And that was vacuum cleaners,
mm-hmm.
right?
Electrolux.
And your husband's occupation?
Part-time land surveyor.
How long have you lived at this address?
Since 1953.
Where did you live before?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Where were your parents from?
My mother was from Allen County, this county, and my daddy was from Macon County, Tennessee.
And what were their occupations?
My daddy was a farmer, and my mother was always just a housewife.
That's a pretty big job.
With seven children, it is.
Oh, my goodness, I guess so. Oh. And what were their names?
My daddy's name was S-A-N-K-E-Y, Sankey Haynes, H-A-N-E-S. And my mother's name was Johnny, J-O-H-N-I-E, T-R-A-C-Y, Tracy, H-A-N-E-S.
Okay. And what was your religious preference?
Church of Christ.
That question that I always hate to ask, how old are you?
66.
And your birth date?
July the 27th, 1917.
Now, where did you go to school?
Mount Zion High School, which is in this county, in Holland, Kentucky.
Did you get all of your schooling in the Holland area?
Yes.
And then you completed high school?
Yes.
And you didn't go on any further?
No, I didn't.
All right. Now tell me when you learned to quilt.
Oh, about 55 years ago.
Oh my, how old were you then when you learned to quilt?
About 11, 10 or 11.
And who taught you?
My mother.
Tell me about how she taught you.
Well, I just watched her quilt and just tuck it up.
She didn't have to sit you down and...
No, there wasn't much to do back then. Children didn't have anything to do much, so it was just a fad to learn to quilt.
And what quilts did you make when you were learning? What patterns?
I guess the first one I made was a 9-patch. And then I made a little tiny one that was a postage stamp size. And then I made a string quilt and then a double wedding ring.
What was your favorite of those first ones?
I guess that small quilt I made, I guess, was my favorite.
Who else in your family quilted?
Well, my sister's quilted. Well, everyone quilted back then. Mm-hmm. Everybody did, because it took so many quilts to keep warm.
And did any men in your family quilt?
No, no men ever did.
Are the women that quilted, are members of your family still living that...
Yeah, one sister is gone. Of course, my mother is gone, and one sister is. My other sister still quilts.
Mm-hmm. And what is her name?
Radel Roark, R-O-A-R-K, Radel Roark.
And where does she live?
At Holland.
Still in Allen County?
Still in Allen County.
Have there been periods in your life when you've been too busy to quilt?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
When did you not quilt?
Well, when my children were little and when I worked at public work.
When did you take up quilting again?
Oh, about 12 years ago, I guess.
How much time do you spend at it?
Well, I usually work on something about a quilt or a pillow one every day.
Where do you like to do your quilting? In the living room, or?
Well, when I use the hoops, I do it in the living room. And if I use my horses and long frames, I do it in the basement, which I don't like to do in the basement.
That's the disadvantage of the big old frames. I think that's one reason lap quilting is becoming so popular. What time of day do you usually work on your quilts?
Oh, it's not any special time.
And do you spend long periods of time at it? How long a time do you spend, do you think?
Oh, I have spent as long as 3 or 4 hours at one time. But I usually have to jump up and do something else maybe in the meantime.
Where do you get your quilt designs?
Well, I get some from friends, and then I just have some quilt books.
And what are some of the patterns that you enjoy making?
I enjoy all of them. I've just got through quilting a sailboat. I've made 2 sailboats for my grandchildren, for 2 grandsons, and I really enjoyed making those.
Oh, what, in your opinion, makes a good quilt? What does it take to make a good quilt?
Well, I think the colors you use is one thing. And then, of course, your workmanship on it is another. Your quilting makes it too, helps.
Why do you make quilts?
For the fun of it. I just love to.
Is this the same reason you made them in the first place, way back when you started?
Well, there wasn't much else to do then, I guess. I started just to have something to do. But now I enjoy it. And it's really a thrill to get one finished, get it all completed.
What do you find most satisfying, piecing or quilting quilts?
Quilting, I guess.
How come?
Well, it's just, you have got the finished product then.
Do you ever participate in quilting bees?
No, I never have.
How about a quilting party?
Well, not that it's not really a quilting party, but the ladies over at church meets once a week and quilts. That wouldn't be called a quilting party. That's just a quilt ever once a week, and give the quilts to people that needs a quilt or when their house burns.
And that's when you quilt with other people then. Mm-hmm. You go once a week to church?
Well, I used to, but I've kind of fell short here lately going. I haven't been for a little while. I'm just...
So they quilt at church. It's the ladies of the church, and they meet once a week at the church?
Mm-hmm.
They don't visit around in the homes then?
No, they're in the basement there at church.
And then they do it as a community service more.
That's right.
What's it like to quilt with the group? Do you like that?
It's fun.
It's fun?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt?
No. Okay. I haven't.
Have you ever taught anybody else to quilt?
Yes, I have. Well, when I was going over there at church every week, there's a lot of people that would come every week to quilt, and they wouldn't know how. Wouldn't know how to pull their knots through, or wouldn't know how to start.
So that's a learning experience for folks, as well as a service and a social hour. What patterns did you use when you taught them? Any particular thing, or?
Not anything in particular.
Do you enjoy teaching folks quilting?
Well, yes.
Now we're to quilt books. Do you have any quilt books in your personal library?
Not many.
Do you have any favorites?
No. Just like any of them.
And quilt magazines? Do you read any quilt magazines, current magazines?
Yes, some. Not anything in particular.
Do you take patterns from magazines or books?
You mean do I cut them out of magazines or books or something?
No, you see a pattern in a magazine or book. Do you use? Have you used patterns that you've
seen? No, I don't think I ever. Yes, I made one for a grandson. I ordered it from a magazine. It was an embroidered quilt pattern. It was of antique cars and the name of the car and the date that car was, you know, manufactured. And I embroidered that into squares and made a quilt in that. That was ordered from a magazine.
But you don't take diagrams out of magazines or quilt books?
No.
If they give you a pattern for a star or something, you don't usually use those for patterns. To men quilting, have you ever seen quilts done by a man or a quilt done by a man?
Yes.
Was it different from quilts that women make?
It was different, but it was nice, real nice for a man.
How was it different? Can you identify how it was
different? No, I can't, but the stitches were just different, but it was... I can't hardly identify the difference.
What do you do with your finished quilts?
I have sold some at yard sales.
Not new ones that you finished?
Oh, these were old ones that had gotten kind of ragged.
But do you generally give their newer ones to your family, or do you keep them for yourself?
No, I'll give them to my children.
Do you ever quilt for other people?
No, I don't. Several have asked me to quilt for them, but I don't. I just quilt for my children.
You told me you sell your quilts at yard sales sometimes. Oh my. So that's what you do with old quilts when they begin to wear out, mm-hmm. is you sell them at yard sales?
Sell them at yard sales.
Any particular reason?
Just to get rid of them, I guess.
Okay. Have you ever entered a quilt in a show?
I entered one in the county fair. It was that small postage stamp quilt.
Was it the first one you made, that little one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I entered it 2 years ago, and I got first prize on it for being the one with the most pieces.
Oh, and so you've had that quilt a long time, mm-hmm. then. That was one of the very first ones you made, mm-hmm. you started quilting it. Well, that would have been in 1982 then, you got first prize, right?
Yes, I guess it was.
For the quilt with the most pieces. Oh, my. In your opinion, has there been any change in people's attitudes about quilting?
Well, I think everybody is gone back to quilts now more so than they did for a little while. It seems to me like they got away from it a while, but anymore everybody is loving homemade quilts.
And the 10 trend seems to be back to good
quilts.
And what do you see as the value of quilting? What is the value of quilting to you, or how do you see it as a value to other people?
I don't know whether anybody that doesn't quilt, well, they really value it as much as you would if you do it yourself. Because if you do it yourself, you know how much work's in on it.
And there's an appreciation.
And
for
you
it.
Really appreciate it. And anybody that's never made a quilt, I don't know whether they really, they may, I don't know, but whether they really appreciate like the ones that, as if they'd made one or not. I don't know.
What are your favorite colors to use in a quilt?
Well, I don't guess I have a favorite. When I make them for my children and grandchildren, I use the colors that go in their house, and I just don't guess I have a favorite.
When you quilt, do you use a standard frame or a hoop or a lap frame?
Well, I have horses with the frame across it, and then I have the oval hoop. And really, my favorite is to use the horses, but they're unhandy to use because I have to go downstairs to use them, but I'd rather stretch it in the frame like that to use it. I can do a better job.
But you do use the hoop.
The hoop, they're just so easy to use. I just quilt in the living room.
You said that you think they come out better when you put them in the frame.
Seems to me like they do. You can stretch them tighter.
So then you get a flatter, more even quilt?
It seems to be like I can. A lot of people say there's no difference, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. How have the materials used in quilting changed?
I think a lot of it has changed for the better. Like that Permapress Domestic, it just doesn't wrinkle like the old regular, Domestic did. And the colors are doesn't run and fade. When you want to line them, they just, I think it changed for the better.
Do you applique quilt ever?
I did one, a baby quilt. I appliqued a baby quilt.
You don't particularly like applique, do you?
Yes, I like it. But I don't know why, I just never did.
You usually piece your quilts.
Mm-hmm. Piece it or cross stitch.
What makes a good quilt stitch?
A good quilt stitch?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you mean what length?
Yes, or how should it look?
Well, it should, they should all be the same length.
They should be even.
Even. Not one short one, one long one. They should be even.
You say you embroider quilts. Do you use cross stitch or crewel or what kind of embroidery?
Cross stitch.
Do you sign your quilts?
Usually I do.
And how do you sign them? Your full name or?
No, just my first, part of my first name or the ones I made for my grandchildren. I put Ma on it and dated them.
And you date them?
Mm-hmm. I always date them.
Even for the grandchildren, I think maybe you ought to put your whole name on it. Now, if their grandchild has it, they won't know which.
Well, that's what my husband said the other day. I should put something besides Ma.
Well, it's good that you sign them. Lots of people don't. Do you make up your own designs?
No, those cross-stitch quilts I do, they were kits, you know.
Oh.
And then I've done five or six baby quilts, but they were, I laid them off in designs and embroidered them.
You drew the designs mm-hmm. yourself? And just whatever strikes you, it suits mm-hmm. that baby?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite quilt pattern, or do you have one?
I just love them all. I'm fixing to start a Dresden plate. I'm going to start cutting it out this afternoon.
Oh, wow, nice. And what colors?
Just all colors. No certain color.
Yeah, and you really don't have any favorite quilt colors or
no,
quilt
I don't.
Patterns.
Mm-hmm. They're just all special to me.
It's all part of the joy of quilting. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Mrs. Jen, for talking to me. It's been a real pleasure, and I really enjoyed your comments. And
thank
I know
you.
That in time other folks will too, and I hope to have the privilege of seeing your quilts and perhaps even documenting a few of them.